prevents a run coming home. W.T. Jones thrown out at the plate. Cal Jones out at first. Now runners on second and third with two outs and a chance to end this inning scoreless, possibly, as that first pitch misses outside to A.J. Malzone. And so now Ashton Poole working with a lot better of a situation, but still danger. Second and third, two outs. This one's up the middle, off the mound, and into center field. One run will score. A second run's coming home, and he will be in there safely. So a two RBI single for A.J. Malzone. And, well, Poole thought that he'd worked out of the jam, but couldn't quite avoid the multi-RBI single from A.J. Malzone. That's his first hit of the game, but it puts the Rivets up three here in the seventh. 6-3, the Rockford lead with two outs and a runner on first for the right-handed hitting Tate Shamau. Poole taking his time, and now the righty fires home, but it misses away for ball number one. Shamau, the designated hitter, he is 1-for-4 in the game today. He singled back in the sixth, and a pickoff back to first, but not in time, so remains a 1-0 count. Poole trying to do his best work here. He looks home, now looks to the ground, trying to find his man at first. Keep him on. This one's ripped over to third, and it gets over Skinner's glove. Tried to dive, but it bounced off the end of his glove, and so a two-out single. It's the fourth hit of the inning for the Rivets. Puts runners on first and second. Tate Shamau, a big hit there. That's his second hit of the game. He's now 2-for-5, and it brings up Tommy Townsend. Townsend's already got a pair of hits. He's reached base safely three times today. Singled twice. Each of his last two plate appearances, he's got a single. With two outs and a runner on first and second, another would be pretty big for the Rivets. That one in there called strike number one. And Poole not letting it bother him. He's throwing strikes, trying to keep it going. He gets set on the rubber, looks back to second, now back home, brings up the front leg and sends it across, and it's fouled away. So an 0-2 count. Townsend popped up to shortstop back in the third and drew a walk in the first inning. He scored a run back in the fifth inning on the first of those back-to-back singles. 0-2 count. This one is ripped high in the air into right center field. Clayton on the run. He's on the warning track. He's catching it right there, a few steps in front of the wall for out number three. That one was ripped a little further than would have hoped, but it does the trick. So that is three outs in the frame, but two runs come across to score on four hits. There were no errors, and there was two left on base here as it's 6-3 in the middle of the frame. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So the Rafters now find themselves down three and have to work against a guy who's been doing pretty well against the Rafters. Aiden Wagley back out there. He's gone two innings pitched so far and hasn't allowed a run. Two hits and one walk while striking out three batters over Wagley's two frames. And Wagley going to try and keep it going here as we're into the bottom of the seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch just finished with here at Witter Field, and Drew Thompson at the plate watches the first pitch for ball number one. Thompson, one for two on the game. His one hit, a big one. It's all three of the runs that the Rafters have scored today, as that pitch misses low for ball number two, so a 2-0 count. It was the three-run shot back in the third inning that he hit over that left field wall and onto the playground on top of it. Hit the roof of that gazebo-looking thing that, and I'm not sure what to call it. Looks like a gazebo. It's part of a platform for the playground. I think you guys know. You guys would know what I'm talking about if I pulled up a picture of it. 2-1 count for Drew Thompson. He's going to try and hit it again if he can. And this one is off the right side of the bat towards outfield, trailing into foul territory and nearly tracked down out there by the right fielder, Jack Sherry, but he's not quite able to reach it, so brings the count to 2-2. And Thompson really showing off the power from the bat, but he showed it off in BP over in Wausau. He had a warehouse behind the left field wall in batting practice. Now he did it in a game. Didn't want a mile over left field. 2-2 count. Swings and misses at that one, though, and that's his second strikeout of the game. Aiden Wagley up to four in the game, and there's one away in the seventh inning. Wagley's pitch count, 36 on the game, so he's able to pitch efficiently. Who knows? Maybe he'll be back out for another frame in the eighth. This is still a nine-inning game, despite it being a doubleheader, because this game was suspended earlier yesterday when they had started it, the full nine innings. First pitch here to Pat Costin is a little high for ball number one. So we're playing nine innings in this first game. We're here in the bottom of the seventh. Rafters still have a little bit of work to do. They're down three, but they have a few innings to get those three runs as that pitch misses away for ball number two. As the Rafters still looking for win number two, they have not made a comeback yet. 2-0 is low for ball number three, so 3-0 for Pat Costin. But yeah, the Rafters, the only game that they won this season, they won 13-11. They led. They never trailed that game. 3-0 count is in there for strike number one, so it's 3-1. So still looking for that first comeback of the season. They have a chance here. 6-3 is that pitch is low and away. Pat Costin on base for the second time this game. A one-out walk, and well, the trend that I talked about last inning continued. With one out, a runner gets on base. Keeps happening. But the Rafters still have yet to score outside of the third inning. It's been rough. Looking at the season's total runs scored for the Rafters, they have scored plenty of runs past the third inning in total, but four of those runs have come in the eighth. That's their second most productive inning this season as Layton takes the first pitch for strike number one, 0-1 count. Righty batter, lefty pitcher. That one a little low. It's 1-1. Layton 1-for-3 on the game. Singled back in the fifth inning. The Rafters in the seventh inning have been outscored 3-0 throughout the four games this season. Still a very small sample size as that pitch misses inside for ball number two. But, you know, we did the work. I'm going to share it. Share that little tidbit of information. A little info never hurt anyone. Now in the eighth inning, the Rafters have also scored four runs. That's their second biggest inning outside of the first, as this one is hit high in the air into center field on the run. He should be there, and he is in time for out number two. So a fly out from Royce Clayton Jr. Pat Gostin staying on first base. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with two outs. Bottom of the seventh. Runner on first base. Three-run Rivets lead. They've out-hit the Rafters now 9-7. And a balk called against Aiden Wagley, and that's the third balk of the game for the Rivets, the fourth balk called by this umpire crew in total this game. And seems like some simple movements are causing a problem right now as Wagley now getting ready to fire. He brings up the front foot, sends it home, and that's strike number one to Hiroto Kobayashi. Kobayashi, the right-handed batter, he's 1-for-2 on the game today. Reached base twice. He walked in the second, singled in the third, struck out swinging his last time up, though, and that pitch misses low and inside, nearly got away from the man behind the dish and A.J. Malzone, but Malzone able to get there, so a 1-1 count to Kobayashi, and that strikeout swinging in the fifth, it rather surprised me. It was a pitch well above the zone that he struck out on, and doesn't usually do that. 1-1 count as this one is fouled high and straight back out of play. So a 1-2 count. Kobayashi, Japanese native. Came over to America in collegiate ranks. Trying to get that baseball career going. He joins the Northwoods League after not playing this past season at Lewis Clark State College. 1-2 count is a swing and a miss from Kobayashi, and he goes down on strikes. So the Rafters once again get a man on with one out, but they leave him stranded. No hits, no errors, no runs. And it is a 6-3 Rivets lead through seven. Two more innings to go. What can the Rafters do? We'll find out after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
The Trump administration has announced tariffs on trade with other countries. While there has been a lot of uncertainty as to how these policies will evolve, it's generally agreed that tariffs can be inflationary, and they have also sparked volatility in the financial markets. How should you respond to tariffs as an investor? Try to build and maintain a diversified portfolio. Tariffs will likely hit some industries harder than others, so consider spreading your dollars among an array of stocks, bonds, and other securities. Diversification cannot guarantee a profit or protect against a loss, but at any given time, some asset classes may be up or not hit as hard as others. Finally, follow a long-term strategy based on your risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. You'll be better equipped to cope with market gyrations that can result from tariffs or from any other event.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, Ashton Poole's night is done after he throws just 35 pitches in the game, but he did go two innings. Not a bad outing for him, although unfortunately he does surrender the lead, and he is currently on the hook for a loss if the Rafters can't make the comeback into this game. But Final stat line on him, he goes two innings, allowing six hits. He allowed three runs. All three were earned with one walk. He also struck out one batter and didn't hit any with the pitch. Didn't balk. He's one of the only guys to not have balked this game. Now Espen Simpson checks in. His first one is a wild pitch, but nobody on, so it doesn't go down in the books. Colby Felix at the plate. Scary guy. So good reason to pitch him away. Maybe not that far outside, but you know what? Felix has been so good today, and maybe it's not the worst idea. 1-0 count, and it's a pitch that is in there called strike number one, 1-1 count. Felix 2 for 2 on the game today. The one time that he was retired was on a sack bunt where he picked up an RBI, so he did his job, and the 1-1 is hit up the middle. That gets on into the outfield for his third hit of the night. A leadoff single from Colby Felix off Espen Simpson. And so the Rivets get a runner on once again. Well, a pinch hitter coming in here for Addison Werthmann, as that's Nyzaiah Thompson. So Nyzaiah Thompson into the game. And Nyzaiah pinch hitting as a guy who's a right-handed hitting batter from Modesto Community College. 5'11", 180. Redshirt freshman there in hometown Mountain House, California. Coming over to the Midwest here to compete in the Northwoods League for the Rivets and making the official substitution with the umpire. And now looks like we are ready to go. And Pat Costin having a quick chat with him with a runner on first, nobody out. The runner on first is Colby Felix. It's a 6-3 lead for the Rivets. Top of the eighth inning here from Witter Field. Simpson looking home. Now he sends one, and this one is fouled straight back and out of play. So that brings it to an 0-1 count for Nyzaiah Thompson. Runner on first is getting a bit of a lead. Here's a bunt attempt down the first base line, but fouled, so we'll run it back to an 0-2. And Felix looks like he could potentially take off. I wouldn't be shocked. Nobody out. Felix still hasn't had a stolen base in this game. But he certainly looks like he's considering it, getting that leadoff over on first. Simpson looking home, now over to first, gets set. And the pitch, this one is laced into center field, but Clayton on the run back. He should be under it, and he makes the catch for out number one. And Thompson for his first plate appearance, a pinch hit out, and it brings up W.T. Jones. Left-handed hitting batter who's been swinging a hot bat today after being retired the first time. He's gotten on base the last three. Simpson looking back over. The runner takes off, and the pitch is just a bit outside for ball number one. No throw down, though, and so a stolen base for Colby Felix. Runner on second, one out. 1-0 count for Jones, and the pitch is outside. 2-0 for Jones. Simpson, this is his third appearance of the season. His first time, he saw just one out. One batter recorded one out. His last time up is, here's a swing and a miss. Makes it a 2-1 count. His last time up, Simpson saw four batters, but walked three of them. So a little bit of a tale of two games, as the 2-1 is called for strike number two, so a 2-2 count here, and Simpson showing that he'll attack the zone. He threw only strikes against Isaiah Thompson. Threw just one ball against Colby Felix. Here it's a 2-2 count, though, but still looking pretty good. And a breaking ball misses outside for ball number three. So a full count to Jones. And Jones has walked twice today, so don't be shocked if he will try and pull another one. But he also does have a single. 1-for-2, singled his last time up. He drew a walk the previous two, but he swings through this one, and that's a big strikeout for Espen Simpson. That's out number two here in the frame, and that's key because it prevents that guy from moving over to third base. As Jack Sherry gets ready to go for his third plate appearance today. Sherry pinch hitting for Byron Blaze back in the fourth. Well, pinch hit happened in the fifth. Blaze had appeared in the fourth. In between innings, that's when Sherry came in. So now Simpson ready to fire against the right-handed batting Sherry, but misses well outside for ball number one. And Sherry, since coming in as a pinch hitter, he's 1-for-1 with a RBI walk, a double, and a run scored. So a 1-0 count, misses inside, and they're going to say that hit him. So a hit-by-pitch for Jack Sherry as he'll take his base. And now runners on first and second with two outs in the top of the eighth. Ethan Delgado to step into the batter's box, and Delgado hasn't had to swing the bat much this game. He's drawn three walks in his four plate appearances. Officially, he's 0-for-1 in the game. Right-handed batter against the righty pitcher. The first pitch is inside. That gets away, and so both runners will advance on the wild pitch. Jack Sherry from first to second. Colby Felix from second to third. And a 1-0 count for Ethan Delgado. Delgado, the only time that he's been retired was a pop-up to shortstop as here's a stoppage in play as something's being talked about as I see the bullpen catcher running down from the rivets. He's going into the dugout right now. And yeah, looks like they're swapping from the hitter. A 1-0 count on Ethan Delgado. And looking like a very surprising swap. Mid-count is... you don't see this all too often, but the bullpen catcher running down there. So plenty of time going to be taken. It's a 1-0 count with two outs. Top of the eighth, Espen Simpson on the mound. And he threw a ball the first time, has runners on second and third. But the batter who was at the plate, Ethan Delgado, looks like he's going to be swapped out mid-plate appearance. And so we're seeing a new guy step in, and that's Nolan Belcher. So another substitution here is that's the third player in the starting lineup that's been substituted at some point this game. All three have been pinch hit for. Byron Blaze, pinch hit for by Jack Sherry. Addison Werthmann, pinch hit by Isaiah Thompson. And now Ethan Delgado, pinch hit for mid-plate appearance by Nolan Belcher. And that's a ball for pitch number two, so a 2-0 count. 2-0, runners on second and third as the pitch is in there, called strike number one. So the first time that Belcher has seen the plate this game and trying to make it count, but that pitch is called for a ball, so a 3-1 with two outs. And a little bit of mind games, I guess, is the real play there by Rockford as this one is fouled back. So brings it to a 3-2 count. And seems like trying to get Espen Simpson out of his mindset right now. That could be the decision back there, but it just isn't seen very often. So now the 3-2. This one's hit to the left side, and that's into the outfield for a hit. One run will score. Here comes the second, and no throw home by Guerrero. And there's a 2-RBI single from Nolan Belcher, a pinch hit. And it seems like it works out in Rockford's favor to make it 8-3 Rivets. In this game, it felt so good for the Rafters, really. Up until that fifth inning, it felt like, and all of a sudden, a couple of runs, and well, the Rivets have scored in now 5 straight innings. 3 of those multiple runs, as here's now over to the left side of the field, and Simpson slides down as a bunt was shown, and Simpson, no play on any base. So an infield single on the bunt and a pinch runner coming in at second base now. As the pinch runner is Ian Check. So Ian Check coming into the game as a pinch runner for Nolan Belcher over at first now. It's Cal Jones. So runners on first and second for the Rivets. 2 outs. And the batter at the plate, the left-handed hitting, A.J. Malzone, who will foul this one back for an 0-1 count. Malzone, his 6th plate appearance of the game. He's 1-for-4 on the night with a 2-RBI single from the 7th inning. Trying to add another RBI and swings through this one to make it an 0-2 count. Malzone was playing in right field, then made his way behind the plate. Back in the 5th inning, 1-1 is popped straight back out of play. So now a 1-2 count for the left-handed hitter. Simpson trying to avoid further damage in an 8-3 game. Rafters already have plenty of work to do as this one is fouled away once again. Coming up for the Rafters, they're going to have Noah Ruiz, Luke Skinner, and Nick Adrian due up. And that's who they're hoping can get the offense kick-started. And here's a big swing and a miss, and Malzone goes down on strikes. But more damage is done by the Rivets. They scored 2 runs on 3 hits. And while there were no errors, there was also 2 left on base. So it's 8-3 Rivets in the middle of the 8th. Rafters offense comes up next here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Man, this guy, Aiden Wagley, he's been a thorn in the side of the Rafters all night long after coming in back in the fifth inning. He's so far totaled three innings on the night and 49 pitches, but no runs allowed, and he's back out here for the bottom of the eighth, trying to get through four, but who knows with the way that the substitution's been happening. Maybe he'll get pulled mid-batter as well, but so far, so good for Wagley, and he'll start off against Noah Ruiz, followed up by Luke Skinner and Nick Adrian here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ruiz right-handed hitting second baseman for the Rafters, going up against the lefty on the mound. First pitch is fouled back, and it's 0-1. Ruiz does have a hit in this game. He's 1-for-2, reached base three times. Singled back in that third inning, but drew a walk in the fifth. That was his last time up. He's going to get another hit here as he hits that one into left field. That gets down for a leadoff single for Noah Ruiz. And Noah Ruiz, three times on base today, and he was another one of those hot hitters for the Rafters entering today. Luke Skinner, a guy who's kind of screeched to a halt recently, had a huge game two games ago where he ripped one over that right field wall here at Witter Field, puts down a bunt down the third baseline, and it's picked up and it's just put in the glove. So Luke Skinner, a bunt single down the third base line as Noah Ruiz goes to second base. So the Rafters, runners on first and second with nobody out. And finally, some life here. The Rafters have not had a leadoff man aboard since the third inning. The only time this game that they had their leadoff man aboard is the only time that they've scored runs. So now a runner on first and second, and key opportunity here for the Rafters. First pitch is a little bit high to Nick Adrian for ball number one. And Adrian, back in that third inning, he was that leadoff walk. And he came around to score as part of those three runs. So love for him to get back on base here with the 1-0 count. He sends this one down the third base line, but a nice play over at third. The throw across the diamond is going to be in time, and he turns two over there at the hot corner. Nice play by W.T. Jones, and there's two away with a runner on second here in the eighth inning. Almost killing all that Rafters momentum, and that's just no good right there. It didn't seem like it was going to be there, but relatively impressive play over at third as he had to go down to one knee to make that play, but 5-3 on the putout double play, and brings up J.J. Garcia at the plate. Right-handed batter for his first pitch. It's in the dirt, gets away as Skinner is going to waltz on over to third, so wild pitch puts him 90 feet from home, but the Rafters still need multiple runs. They're down five here in the bottom of the eighth. It's 8-3, and trying to make something happen. It's going to take a lot of work. Aiden Wagley up to 55 pitches on the game. J.J. Garcia has a 1-0 count here. And this one is a little low for ball number two. Garcia, perfect on the game. He's 2-for-2 with a walk. Trying to stay hot as this one misses inside, and it's a 3-0 count. Obviously, you'd love to get the hit here, but down five runs, you've just got to get base runners. Getting one run here is not going to do too much if you can't get the rest of them. So a 3-0 count. And the pitch is hit over to second base. It takes a weird hop at the edge of the grass, but is able to be fielded and throws over to first for out number three. 4-3 on the putout. And the Rafters, they get two hits in the innings, but no runs, no hits. And they leave one left on base. It's 8-3 into the ninth inning we go here from Witter Field. You're listening to WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
The night done for Espen Simpson as the Rafters turn to their finisher in Tony Torres. I talked about him a little bit earlier. He got into the pitch count trouble back a couple games ago in the win against Wausau, and he's back out here for his third appearance of the season, trying to see if he can keep this one a five-run game and get us into the bottom of the ninth, still at an 8-3 game. The Rafters find themselves down. They led 3-0 earlier today. They scored three runs in the bottom of the third thanks to a three-run shot from Drew Thompson. Top of the fourth comes around, and well, the Rivets respond with one run of their own, and then they add two more to tie it up 3-3 in the top of the fifth. Top of the sixth, they take the lead 4-3. They had two runs in the seventh and eighth, respectively. And that's where it brings us to an 8-3 game. So Tony Torres on the mound, the right-handed fireballer, is going to send this one over the bat of a swinging Tate Shamau. Brings it to an 0-1 count. And Espen Simpson's night done after 26 pitches in one inning. The 0-1 count here is low for ball number one, 1-1 count. Shamau, 2-for-5 from the plate. Espen Simpson's day, one inning pitched, two runs. Both were earned on three hits and no walks. He did hit one batter with a pitch, though, as this one straight over to shortstop Garcia. A quick flip and now picks it back up and throws it to first in time, 6-3 for out number one. So 6-3, and it brings up Tommy Townsend with one away, bases empty. Simpson also did have a wild pitch on his line that I didn't read off earlier, but that's the line on the game, and the first pitch here to Tommy Townsend called for strike number one. Townsend, also a guy with multiple hits for the Rivets. He's 2-for-4, and trying to make that 3-for-5, but can't do it as he hits it right over to left field where Jack Guerrero was sitting and was able to make the catch for out number two. Two up, two down for Tony Torres, trying to go efficiently through this ninth inning. Brings up Colby Felix. And Felix, who has just been absolutely blown by this Rafters pitching staff, he is 3-for-4, 3-for-3 on the game. with a double, two runs scored, a walk, and a sacrifice hit that was an RBI as that pitch misses for ball number one. 1-0 count for Felix. That pitch in there for called strike number one, so we're sitting at 1-1 now. Felix is a worry on the base paths as well. He stole second back in the eighth. This one is fouled into the rafters dugout, though nobody over there. They're all out on the field. 1-2. Felix, the center fielder, and he's trying to continue his real ascension in this game. He's been looking good. This one is fouled back and keeps it at a 1-2 count. Entering today, though, I mean, Felix hadn't been doing too well. Just a 167 batting average and 611 OPS. But he's really shown off here in this one. Right-handed batter against the righty pitcher. The 1-2 is outside for ball number two. And this has got to be annoying for Tony Torres. Once again, you go back to the game against Wausau, and he had two strikes on the final batter of the game for maybe five pitches or so. This one is outside for ball number three, 3-2 count. Felt like he was down to the last strike maybe 20 times in the game, and that's not an exaggeration. He was down to that last strike so many pitches and just not able to get it in there. He walks the batter on the final strike. It's a runner on first. Now, this one, though, the Rafters don't have the lead. They're down on the scoreboard 8-3. So it brings up Nisaiah Thompson. Thompson, who pinch hit for Addison Werthmann in the eighth. Coming back for his second plate appearance. Takes the first one for ball number one. It's a little low and in the dirt. Blocked behind the plate by Pat Costin. 1-0 count. And this game will be followed up by a seven-inning second leg. Although we're in the ninth here, this is the continuation of the game yesterday. As here's a swing and a miss for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count. So the Rivets and Rafters will do it over 30 minutes after the conclusion of this first. Here's the 1-1, and holding back, Thompson is able to have it miss high for ball number two, so a 2-1 count. Thompson had entered the night batting 333. Flew out to center field in his only plate appearance today, and that pitch misses outside to make it a 3-1 count. He pinch hit for Addison Werthmann. Werthmann had reached base twice, but it also struck out twice. Both of those times he reached base, a walk and a hit by pitch. 3-1 count, runner takes off, swing and a miss, and that's strike number two. No throw down, though. So Colby Felix over to second on defensive indifference. Rafters just focused on the batter now. So a 3-2 count with two away. And the pitch is low for ball number four. And there are runners on now first and second. That's back-to-back walks. W.T. Jones stepping up to the plate now. Jones, the left-handed hitter, is going to take the first pitch for strike number one. Jones 1-for-3 on the game. He's struck out swinging and grounded out to first, but he's also got a single and two walks, one of those being an RBI walk. Pickoff attempt back to second. The throw down. Yeah, they got him. That ends the inning. Another nice pickoff attempt. It's the second time a pickoff attempt has been successful as Torres goes to Garcia, picks off Colby Felix at second base, and that does it for the top of the ninth. Rafters need five. We'll see if they can do it when we come back after this break on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the ninth inning here as the Rafters find themselves down 5 at home and trying to steal this one away, but they've also got their eyes on the second leg of the doubleheader in, well, just about a half an hour after the conclusion of this one. That is scheduled for time for the second game. The second game, they're only going to go 7 innings, but it looks like Aiden Wagley going to get back to work out there for the ninth inning, and he's already been just tearing it up for them. 4 innings pitched, 58 pitches. I mean, he's been efficient out there as well. No runs over his 4 innings is now Aiden Wagley getting ready to go against the Rafters leadoff man, Jack Guerrero. First pitch misses inside for ball number one, 1-0 count. So a 1-0 count. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the ninth. That pitch is in there for called strike number one. 1-1 count. Guerrero with Drew Thompson on deck. Pat Costin to follow. And the 1-1 is popped up left side of the infield. Should be easily playable. Shortstop calling off for it. And he will make the catch over there. Cal Jones under it for out number one. So, one up, one down in the ninth inning. Aiden Wagley could be going for 5 innings here of relief. And he's been blanking the Rafters. Rafters still have only scored in 1 inning this game. And that was in the third where this guy, Drew Thompson, hit the 3-run shot. Ripped one over the left field wall, but that's a while ago. His last 2 times he's been up at the plate, he struck out. Takes the first pitch away for ball number one, so a 1-0 count. Thompson, the two-way player, he's been pretty good over his collegiate days. Done both at the plate. And on the roster listed as a pitcher alone, as that one is going to miss for ball number two. 2-0 count for Thompson. Thompson got on base 34% of the time this past season, and that one drops in there for strike number one. 2-1 count to Thompson. Playing for North Central Texas. He had a 782 OPS there. It was pretty good. He's got a lot of pop in that bat. 2-1. Fouled back into the netting and brings the count to 2-2. So Thompson on the game, 1-for-3 with a home run. 3 RBIs and a hit by pitch, 2 strikeouts. That's his line on the day. This is his 5th plate appearance. Lefty Wagley looking home. Now he gets set. 10 seconds on the pitch clock. Brings the front foot up and fires home. Check swing, but he went. Strike number 3, and that's another strikeout for Aiden Wagley. That's Wagley's fourth strikeout of the game. Fifth strikeout of the game, I should say. Thompson now struck out for the third time as well, and it brings up Pat Costin. Costin, the final out for the Rafters. He's got to get on base here to keep this game going, but fouls this one over the left field and, well, out of play over onto the concourse, so no one count. Costin, 0 for 2. He's drawn two walks so far. Going to see if he can get on base for a third time, but that pitch in the dirt and outside, it's ball number one, 1-1 count. Austin yet to score today. He also grounded into a double play back in the first. Trying to show up here, but swings and misses at that pitch. 1-2 count. Costin from Indiana. University of Indiana. A Garnerville, New York resident, though, in his hometown. His pitch misses inside, and they're going to say that hits him in the hand. So a hit by pitch there as Costin will work on down to first base. His third time on base today, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. So game stays alive. Rafters still down to their final out. Down five runs, but trying to keep it rolling. Clayton 1-for-4 on the game, so he keeps on rolling. But really, he's trying to make something happen here as he will hold the swing back on a check swing. No, he didn't, actually. He went around. So that's strike number one. He tried to hold back on it. Clayton, the right-handed batter, going up against the lefty pitcher. Guy from Cal State Northridge, a Westlake, California native. And this pitch is outside for ball number one. 1-1 count. If the Rafters are able to get to the next guy, Hiroto Kobayashi is on deck. They'd love to see him see another plate appearance today as that pitch is outside for ball number two, 2-1 count. Well, not today, I mean this game. He is expected to be in the lineup for the next game. Of course, it'll be the second of the doubleheader. 2-1 count is fouled back and it'll make it 2-2. Kobayashi started off the game pretty good, but struck out his last two times. Clayton, kind of the opposite way around. He was retired his first two times, then got on base via a single in the fifth before he flew out to center field his last time up. But trying to keep up where he got that single just two times ago, and he's going to send one into left field, so there goes another single for Clayton. Multi-hit game for Royce Clayton Jr., and it puts runners on first and second for the Rafters with two outs. Little bit of a two-out rally here as Hiroto Kobayashi steps up to the plate. Big chance here. Rafters still down five on the scoreboard. It's 8-3 in the bottom of the ninth, but trying to make it exciting. First pitch here is outside to Kobayashi. It's a 1-0 count. So 1-0 with two on, two out. And this one's hit to the right side of the infield. That should do it, but it eats him up at second base. So Kobayashi is in at first safely. Would have been the game, but over at second base, it's the pinch hitter. It's the substitute over there. Ian Check was going to say that's Ethan Delgado, but it's actually Ian Check over there at second who made the error. So E4 in the books, and the Rafters have their tying runner on deck. So despite entering this inning down five, they are certainly pressuring, and the first pitch is inside to Noah Ruiz for ball number one. And this is the fifth inning of action for Aiden Wagley, so you got to start thinking he's going to be reaching the end of his leash. He's up near 80 pitches. A man warming up over there in the Rockford bullpen as that one is called for strike number one. Ruiz, 2-for-3 in the game, and also drew a walk in the fifth. He's been on base three times today. The 1-1 count misses low and inside, and a nice block behind the plate by Malzone to keep it from getting away, so we move to a 2-1 count. A little bit of movement in the infield as the shortstop, Cal Jones, moves back to the edge of the dirt. 2-1 count. This one is hit into right field, and this one should do it. Another chance, and they do it. It's caught in right field, and Jack Sherry comes down with it. That does it. So the Rafters do load the bases here in the bottom of the ninth, but they can't send any of them home as that ends the game. The Rafters fall 8-3 in the first leg of the doubleheader, and they will see if they can take the second to split the series against Rockford coming up in just about 30 minutes. Taking a look back at how it happened, the Rafters scored first, bottom of the third inning. It was a three-run frame thanks to a three-run shot from Drew Thompson. Past that point, though, the Rafters did not score another run despite picking up 10 hits in the game in total. In the top of the fourth, though, that's when the offense really started clicking for the Rivets. Top of the fourth comes around, they score one run. Top of the fifth, they score two runs, and that was thanks to back-to-back RBI walks with the bases loaded. Sixth inning comes, and another singular run comes around to score on the RBI sacrifice bunt from Colby Felix. Top of the seventh, and with a 4-3 game, it's another two-run frame to make it 6-3 as they pick up four hits in the seventh inning to make it 6-3. And then in the eighth inning, two more runs come around to score thanks to three hits and a two RBI single pinch hit from Nolan Belcher that made it 8-3. That's where the score stood at. So the Rafters will try to rebound in game number two. We are going to return to normal programming for a little bit of time, but 30 minutes from now we'll be back on the air, so be ready to turn your radios back on at 7:30 p.m. We'll be taken back over here on WFHR with game number two ready to go live from Winterfield. Might be on a little bit earlier than that, but stay tuned because we'll be back in just a little bit, called a half hour from now, as we prepare you for the second leg of the doubleheader here from Winterfield. Rafters try to split the series. Can they do it? I guess we'll find out then. But that's going to do it from this first broadcast of the day. And, well, hopefully you did enjoy. So if you did, would love for more people to continue to tune in and share it with their friends and make sure that we continue to support the Rafters here in Wisconsin Rapids. But for myself, Austin Thomas, from the rest of the Rafters, thank you. And we'll be back in just about 30 minutes. You're on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for three more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Tens of millions here in the U.S. are under air quality alerts. It's due to ongoing wildfires in Canada. Officials there say the next 4 to 7 days are critical until weather patterns shift. Don Wubbles is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Illinois.
It puts a lot of debris, ash, carbon aerosols particularly, into the atmosphere. And when those pass over us, it causes a little bit of a cooling effect, but it also makes it more difficult to breathe.
The heat is high out west. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec on where people are sweating it out.
There's an early season heat wave in progress right now across most of California, extending northeastward into Nevada, eastern Oregon, and a good portion of Idaho also. And across those areas, there is potential today for some record highs.
One person is dead, several others hurt after tornadoes ripped through central Kentucky yesterday.